Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. Those of you who are listening in Warsaw, Poland over the internet, thank you for joining us. We just heard from you. Appreciate you being part of our day. It's always a pleasure to hear from folks on the other side of the planet, halfway around the planet, and It's good to know that some of the things we're doing is getting out there and helping folks, and good luck with your small businesses over there in Eastern Europe. Pierce Howard is our good friend, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Pierce Howard is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. Also, he and his lovely wife, Jane Howard, are the authors of Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. But it's just me and Pierce today, and we're going to talk about the brain. Pierce, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, John.
It's good to have you back, as always. And we haven't talked about the brain lately, have we?
No, we haven't. We've been focusing on the larger issue of personality.
Right.
Now, I thought this morning what we might talk about is kind of a refresher course on what I call the birds and the bees of brain research.
Right. Before you get into that, Pierce, I wanted to make a report. I had an MRI done on my head recently, and I would like to report that they actually did find a brain. I knew you'd want that information, Pierce.
Yeah, we knew there was a man up there somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. They didn't say how big it was. They just said that it did exist, so I want to get that out. So now, what do we need to know about the brain today?
Well, as I said, I thought we might focus on what I call the birds and the bees of brain research. These are little-known facts that have come from brain research that have wide implications for the average person, particularly the small business owner. I mean, we're into the business of getting the most out of a small group of people. You know the book Guerrilla Marketing?
Yep.
Getting the most for your marketing dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could say the same thing about guerrilla brain tactics, getting the most out of the few brains that we have working for us. Perhaps we could start talking, and we're going to talk about things like sleep and exercise and food and that sort of thing. Let's start talking about sleep, since many of us are just waking up. One of the things that we as a small business owner, as well as people who stand in counsel to those who work with us, one of the things that we need to understand is what constitutes a good night's sleep. The tradition says that you should get 7 hours sleep or 8 hours sleep or seven and a half or whatever. And the problem, Jim, is that that's not the right emphasis. According to the research, we sleep in cycles. And the average cycle is an hour and a half. For the typical person, and things vary according to weight and age and diet and exercise patterns and that sort of thing, but the average person will have a sleep cycle that lasts for about 90 minutes. And if you want to know how long your cycle is, you can kind of keep a sleep diary when you first go to sleep and when you wake up, and then find the lowest common denominator. But I just talk about that in the book.
Sleep diary. Not all right.
So, like, for example, if you go to sleep, if you nod off every night about 11 o'clock and you wake up every morning naturally, not with an alarm clock, but naturally
right.
at 6:30.
Right.
That's 7.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say on another night you go to bed at 12 and you wake up at 6. That's 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Another night you go to bed at 10 and you wake up at 7, that's 9 hours. Now, that's 6, 7.5, and 9. That lowest common denominator is 90 minutes. An hour and a half will divide into each of those three numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the average length of your sleep cycle. Now, there are a couple of reasons it's important to know how long your sleep cycle is on average. One reason is that a good night's sleep is comprised of completed sleep cycles. It's not the total number of hours. It's the total number of cycles. Like for me, a good night's sleep is 5 cycles. I'm pretty average. Mine are 90 minutes. So that comes out to about 7.5 hours.
Right.
Well, if I go to bed at 10:30 and start reading, and I know I have to set that alarm for 6:30 for a
right.
meeting that I'm going to the next morning.
Right.
That means that I need to go to sleep at 11 o'clock to get
right.
my 7.5 hours or my 5 cycles.
Hold on to that thought, Pierce. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, this is new stuff for me. It's fascinating. And I know I need some help with my sleeping schedule. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. It's all for you. It's all free. Lots of stuff there. You've never seen a small business website like this one, folks. It's not like anything you've ever seen. We've got stuff there that nobody else offers anywhere on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Thousands of shows that we've done in the past that are all archived right there for you, laid out in a table of contents that you can check out and you can navigate by Brain Trust member, by topic, by categories. I mean, there's lots of different things, a lot of different ways you can hear and read the things that we do here. And I hope you'll check it out, because don't forget, everything that's there is not just me. It includes our Brain Trust members, and so the 500 plus members of our Brain Trust, like our good friend Dr. Pierce Howard, the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. And we're talking about feeding the brain. I'm sure that would be a good way to say it, Pierce, with rest, feeding the brain with some rest. And you're talking about these sleep cycles, and you were talking about your own sleep cycle. I'd never heard of the sleep cycle. I'd heard of the REM, you know, going into to the REM sleep and all that, but I've never heard of sleep cycles.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about REM sleep and how they fit into the sleep cycle, but we were talking about the whole purpose of this is to be as alert as we can be during our waking hours and during our workday. And we were talking about, you know, if I'm going to go to bed at 10:30 with a book, and I know I've got to get up at 6:30 the next morning for a meeting and or whatever, and that tells me that I need to go to sleep at 11 o'clock to get my 5 90-minute cycles in.
Right.
So what that tells me is about 5 minutes to 11, I need to put my book down and turn the light off
mm-hmm.
to sleep. If I don't, if I decide I'm going to read one or two more chapters and I read until 11:15, then what's going to happen is when that alarm goes off at 6:30, it's going to go off two-thirds of the way through my cycle. And that's going to be right while I'm in deep sleep or REM sleep. There are 5 phases of the cycle, Jim. There's the beta wave, alpha wave, gamma, delta, and et cetera. And the next to last phase of all that is what's called REM sleep or rapid eye movement sleep. And that's when we dream. And everybody dreams in every cycle. You may not remember it, but we do. And if we wake up before the cycle is over, we interrupt that REM sleep, and the REM sleep is the most crucial part of the whole cycle because that's the restorative part. It's almost like the time when we reset our computers and start off fresh, and we don't want to wake up during a cycle. You know, as we age, you're aware of, you know, waking up more throughout the night.
Right.
Well, people complain about that. Oh, I can't get a good night's sleep. I'm always, you know, waking up. Well, the point is that all our lives we've been waking up after every cycle, after
mm-hmm.
every 90-minute cycle. Even as a 5-year-old, you wake up after a 90-minute cycle. It's just that you go back to sleep so fast, you're not aware of having woken up.
Right.
But as we age, we tend to when we wake up, we tend to be more mindful of it's cold or it's hot or the neighbor's light is on or
but now,
traffic
Pierce,
honking.
Let me ask you a question, Pierce. Is my cycle different from yours? I mean, would I have a 60-minute cycle?
Well, as I say, the average is 90 minutes. And to find out how long your cycle is, I recommend that you keep a sleep journal for a while.
Yeah,
for example,
like you were talking about.
When you go on vacation and don't use an alarm clock, you want to write down every night the time that you, your best estimate of when you went to sleep, and then write down the next time you woke up. I mean, even if it's in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. You write down the beginning and the end of every sleep episode. So you might put 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back to sleep at 3:30, and you say 3:30 to 5:30. And you write the beginning and end of every episode of sleep. And then, after you've done that for several nights, you find the lowest common denominator. And it might be 90 minutes, it might be 70 minutes, it might be 60 minutes. The range can be anywhere from very short cycles of 30 or 40 minutes to very long cycles of two hours or somewhat longer.
Well, one thing I've noticed is, I have an alarm clock that gets me up every morning. Sometimes I wake up just before it. And
when you wake up before the alarm, what that means is you've just finished the cycle.
Exactly. And now here's the other thing. Here's the interesting thing now that I think about this. On the weekends, where I don't set the clock, I wake up early, not as early, but early, and it's about an hour later.
Yes.
So I see, my point is I think I see what you mean. I think I'm actually experiencing, you know, like a 90-minute cycle because I often wake up 30 minutes before the alarm clock during the week.
Exactly.
But when I know I don't have to get up on the weekends, for example, as early, I wake up about an hour later on my own.
Exactly.
So that's it's very interesting.
Chance that you're right at that average.
So what you're saying is
you're not an average person, Jim Black.
Well, no, I've been told that before. But the thing is that and what you're saying just to review just a little bit, you're saying if 90 minutes is my cycle, and I don't that whatever amount of sleep I get, divide that by 90 minutes, and whatever is left over, that's wasted sleep.
Exactly. In fact,
hold on to that thought, Pierce.
Rested.
Hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to take a break, take a commercial. Don't nod off, folks. You got to listen to these commercials. We have to sell some stuff. 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend, Dr. Pierce Howard. He's the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. And as you can tell, he's a really smart guy. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Pierce Howard. Those of you who have been longtime listeners of the show know that Pierce is often joined by his lovely wife, Jane Howard, who's a co-author of their other book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Pierce, I just want you to be sure to tell Jane that we missed her today.
I will do that.
Now, The Owner's Manual for the Brain is Pierce's first book. It's a voluminous book. It's a magnificent book. It's a book that's been out for a while, but you can still see it on the bookshelves, folks. And that tells you it's a good book. And what is it? How many editions now? Second edition?
Third edition's coming out in April of 06.
Okay. Well, make sure. I think I've got the second edition. And something under a couple of million of those sold, right?
Yes, it's selling about 500 a month steadily
in
speaking stores that it appears in.
That's great. And give us your website and tell us about your organization.
www.centax.com. Our specialty, Jim, is five-factor model of personality in the workplace. And we do, we train people to use this particular model for team building and coaching and that sort of thing.
The book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, folks, is an eye-opener. If you're a manager of people, if you're a student of humanity, if you're in the marketplace, you must be some at some level of that. The five-factor model, which is found in the owner's manual for personality at work, is an eye-opening, aha, mountaintop moment. Yeah, I promise you, and I encourage you to check it out when you get a chance. They can find it on your website, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Syntax, Syntacs.com. And also, think about getting Pierce and Jane to help you hire the right people, because Pierce, as you and I've said many times, we all have too many things to do and not enough people to do them, and you got to make sure you got the right folks, and that's what this does.
Yeah, in fact, on our website, Jim, we have a global consulting network, and people can find trained consultants who live near them,
right,
that could help them.
And thank you for making that available, folks. That's when you know you're dealing with a classy guy, folks. Classy folks is when they say, we want to help you, and if we're not nearby, we'll help you find somebody. Pierce, let's get back to this sleep thing. I get the journal idea. I like that idea. I fear I'm only getting 4 cycles a night.
Yes.
And is that a bad thing? Am I hurting myself with 4 cycles?
Well, the probability, if you're sleeping later on the weekend, the probability is yes. You're sleep deprived and you're making it up on the weekends. In the best of all possible worlds, you will get your natural allotment every night. My natural allotment is 7.5 hours. I know that because of following my sleep patterns. I mean, if I'm on vacation, I sleep 5 cycles a night. If I'm working, I sleep 5 cycles a night. If I have to use the alarm clock and get up early, it may be 3 or 4, and I'm dragging until I make up that deficit. But one of the things that we were talking about before the break is sometimes it might make more sense to get out of bed if you wake up before the alarm clock rings.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. Let's say the alarm clock goes off at, you said your alarm goes off at 4:30. Let's say you wake up at 4, you go to the bathroom, you climb back in the sack, and you say, oh, I got 25 more minutes. And if you go to sleep for 25 minutes, what's going to happen is you're going to wake up in deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to feel like a truck hit you, and it's going to take you several hours to get the grogginess out.
Is that the day when my wife says I'm grumpy?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
That day. Okay.
And on top of that, you don't get any benefit from it. It's just 25 minutes of lying there.
Yeah.
Because you don't get a complete
cycle. But it feels so good to go back to sleep.
It does. To sleep, to snuggle, or whatever.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, we won't get into the snuggling thing, but let me ask you this question, Pierce. If it takes an hour and a half for a typical cycle, why does a 20-minute nap feel so good?
Well, the reason there, Jim, is that the nap needs to be taken between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. That's when your body temperature takes a dip. It's also the time during the day when there are the largest number of industrial and highway accidents.
Yeah.
And because alertness goes
down. I'll be darned.
And if you will simply shut your system down and nap for 10 to 20 minutes, and I do one every single day.
A power nap.
A power nap. You don't really go to sleep. It's more like
meditation. I go to sleep.
Well, I don't. I just kind of shut down.
Yeah.
And when you start doing what's called false dreaming, when you start seeing images play in your mind's eye, you know you've done the job, and you have shut down, and your body is saying, thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, sir, Pierce Howard, for being here. Very interesting, very fascinating stuff, and I've learned some things about my sleeping. I think it's going to help me. Thank you very much, Pierce, today, and be sure to give our best to Jane.
I'll do it.
Pierce Howard, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Pierce Howard, the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you on the other side of the news. One more hour. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.